Hello, my name is Tiffany Holloway. I am here to speak about the social, legal, and ethical issues with technology. This is for my assignment with my Advanced Technology for Educators class with Freed Hardeman University. And as we all know, social media is a part of our daily lives. Technology itself is a part of our daily lives. And the thing about technology that I just gained from watching and reading the assignments this week and the videos that were posted is that we have to know how to use these things responsibly. I use the analogy when it comes to technology that it can be for good and it can be for bad. It's sort of like water. When you think about water, water is a good thing when you're taking a shower, when you're at the pool, having fun with your family, when you're cleaning, when you're washing clothes, etc. But as soon as you take it and use it, or as soon as it becomes a place where a child drowns, you know, you look at water in a negative light. Or if you look at a tsunami or a hurricane or a thunderstorm that comes in and causes a bad thing to go on. So we have things in our world that makes it good and that makes it bad. So therefore, we must know how to, in all things, have a certain protocol that would help us all be safe. Just like with water, we know that things happen. So in order to prevent certain things, we have to make sure that we are putting certain parameters in place or giving some kind of what if something bad happened, take place, how do we handle that situation? And it's the same thing with technology and social media and just with communicating in a different way. I know at our organization, we do believe that the internet has changed our world forever. Social media has changed the way people communicate. Social media could be a good thing for networking. It can be a good thing to share with our donors and our funders and our parents in the community what we are doing on a positive note. And it's a good thing in that way. But when we first come into the organization, we are taught or orientated to be able to use social media only for those things. We're not allowed to become friends with girls that we work with on social media. And we're not allowed to even post inappropriate things on our own page, as it could cause us our job. And as far as when the girls are in the center, when we are responsible for working with them, or if we're out at a school even doing a workshop with them, we are accountable for making sure if you see a girl using the internet when she's not supposed to, if we haven't told her or given her permission to use the internet, she cannot use it. If she has her phone out and we have a no cell phone policy, period, that phone will be taken from them and they will have consequences with it, whether it be, okay, this is your verbal warning, then you may be just totally kicked out of the organization for using cell phones because we take it very seriously. It reminds me of an incident that we had to occur where a girl had her cell phone there at the center and was able to call out or text out and have her boyfriend to come up there, but the girlfriend ended up having the phone and they came up to our center where the girl was and it posed a threat to her. So we are very strict on those type of things and making sure that the girls know how to use the internet appropriately, to use technology even appropriately. So even with that, I think some of the issues within the centers and with social media is that it's just not being used for the right things. It's a place where kids go to talk about the latest gossip, where kids go to share even if it's innocent. And if a girl goes on a page and decides to share a picture of herself thinking that she looks good or thinking that this is a beautiful photo of myself, but then you get on there and you have people to tell you that it's not pretty and that you don't look appropriate. And then it begins to mess with their child socially, because even though she have those internet interactions, she may not necessarily know how to interact face to face when dealing with those situations. So we are here to make sure that the girls are using the internet appropriately. freely. We are here to make sure that staff is using the internet appropriately. We are here to make sure that we are creating healthy ways to use technology, whether it be to use it for doing assignments, if we do give girls that moment to be on social media, or if we give them an opportunity to be on computers, we're walking around, we're monitoring their actions and how they're interacting, what sites they're interested in. So again, I think social media is one of those things, and technology is one of those things, period, where it could be used for good, it could be used for bad, but we have to make sure that the appropriate guidelines are in order to create a healthy and safe environment for our students that we are serving.